is Sarah.
And this is Rachel.
And this is producer Shay.
And this is The Ripa Diaries, a podcast where we rip apart, episode by episode, The Vampire Diaries. But not today. Today we're doing trivia, which means there will be spoilers for the entire series right now. Because yeah. We're slumbering it. We're in our PJs.
Yeah.
We're all ready to go and do some trivia.
Yeah. As Sarah said, we're doing TVD trivia. This has been highly requested by you all. So we had Shay, producer Shay, come up with a bunch of questions in the rules, and while we do some trivia, we're gonna drink our Brothers Bond bourbon, and we're gonna drink some of Nina's wine, you know, if we haven't blacked out by the time we get to her wine. So, yo, Shay, rules.
All right, so I had the task of coming up with 100 questions, so you guys have the chance to play along too, because there are 9 categories, 10 questions each, and the categories are: we have season 1 and season 2, because those are the seasons you guys just covered.
Okay.
After that, we have songs, quotes, villains.
Ooh.
And then we have lore. So that's basically everything related to Vampire Diaries, mythical lore.
That could be hard. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. I'm kind of worried.
And then we have characters, and then miscellaneous. So miscellaneous could be deaths, objects, locations. Okay. Anything. And then our last category is the listeners submitted questions. So those are questions that you guys gave to us.
Uh-oh.
I asked you guys what you wanted to ask Sarah and Rachel. You gave me questions. They're pretty good, I will say. So we're going to go back and forth. If they get the answer right, they get a point. Simple as that.
And chance to steal.
Oh, yeah. And if they get it wrong, the other person gets to steal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I doubt there will be many getting it wrong. Yeah. At least I hope not, but we'll see. Maybe you guys went tough on us and listeners. We'll see.
So now, before we do the first question, producer Shay is going to ask a quick question in rapid fire style. Whoever answers it first wins the right of going first in the game. So producer Shay.
All right. Are you guys ready?
I think so.
All right.
I'm scared.
Your question is, first one to answer goes first. In what year did Klaus and Stefan meet?
1921.
Your guess?
1920.
Both wrong.
Darn it. That's a hard one.
Rachel was closer, though. It was 1922.
You have to get bleeped.
Yeah, you can bleep me.
Okay, Rachel will go because she was closer. It was 22.
22.
I wouldn't have known that.
All right.
Okay. I guess I'm going first.
Okay, and then just as a reminder, each category is in order of easiest to hardest. So we'll start out easy, and then it'll get harder.
Okay.
All right. First category is season 1. First question, Rachel. What was the name of the car wash fundraiser?
Oh, Mystic Falls Sexy Suds Car Wash.
No. Yes.
Yeah. I had to think about it.
I love the Sexy Suds Car Wash. It's so funny.
All right. Okay, Sarah, you ready?
Yep.
All right. Your easy question. Who wins Miss Mystic Falls?
Oh, Miss Caroline Forbes, obviously.
Obvious.
Although also Amber, what's her name? April Young? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Second
April
time.
Young
wins. I was just looking time, for yeah. Caroline.
Well, it's, I guess it was the category is season 1, so let's not get crazy. I think that counts as wrong.
It's like, take your points away.
Say no points. No. No.
This is why we said this game will end our friendship.
Probably.
All right, Rachel, back to you. Second hardest. Again, the difficulty is not that relative. But second question, what decade is the dance in Unpleasantville?
Unpleasantville. Oh, season 1, duh, 50s.
Correct.
Uh-oh. It's not looking good for me.
No, the only time we're going to get things wrong is because we're overthinking.
Yeah.
It's because we know too much.
Exactly.
We're like, which decade dance? 50s, 60s, 20s, or the canceled 80s one?
Yeah.
All right. Sarah, your next question. How did Bonnie acquire Emily Bennett's talisman necklace?
Caroline gave it to her.
Yeah, because...
to go with her witch costume for Halloween.
Correct.
Correct. Nice. Nice.
I feel more accomplished in this game than I do in any aspect of my life.
Yeah, no, that was good.
All right, Rachel. Who was the first series regular to die?
Ooh.
Vicky Donovan?
Correct.
That was good. I don't know if I would have thought of that.
Who would you have said?
I don't know, but I was like, who would be a series regular that died?
Yeah. Because I know you don't think of her as a regular because she's only in those first few. But
and I think even Aunt Jenna wasn't considered a series regular when she died. I'm not sure if she was. But the only time her name was in the credits were her last two episodes, which is crazy.
That's ridiculous.
So, yeah, it's hard to know who counts as series regular. So good job on that one.
Yeah, I'm going Vicky.
All right. Back to Sarah.
Do you say I'm going to Vicky and then she's like moving on?
Yeah,
she already said you were right.
Yeah, I know. I didn't.
Sorry to call you out.
No.
Anyway, next question.
All right, Sarah. What is Catherine's first appearance? I'm looking for the scene.
What? The scene specifically?
Like in the, I guess I should have worded that differently. In the current day world, what is her first appearance?
Oh, well, that's a different question. Because I was going to say, do you mean the photo that's shown in 101? Do you mean the flashback that's shown in 106?
All right.
Or do you mean modern day Catherine in 122?
Yes. 122. Yes. What is the scene, Sarah?
Oh, when she cuts off John's fingers. No, when she kisses Damon.
Yes.
It's an extended scene. It's all one scene.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was looking for on the porch with Damon, but you said it, so that's fine. Okay.
You got there in the end, guys.
You got there.
I listed 12 unnecessary answers before that, but I did get there.
Okay, Rachel. Question number 4. What is the name of Damon's witch friend in Georgia?
Ooh, this is a thinker.
I know this one.
Oh, shit. Bree.
Correct. Bree.
I was going to call her Brie Bennett, but she's not a Bennett.
In my head canon, she is a Bennett.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
That's how I got to it, though. I was like, I know it's B.
Yeah.
She's Bonnie Bennett. I was like, the alliteration. Yeah.
But she's not even a Bennett.
All right. Sarah, your fourth question is, how many tomb vampires are there? Never mind. Forget that. How many tomb vampires are there?
What? We don't know the number. The number is unknown. No, wait. They say how many people died in the church at the shooting, but...
What I meant to say was not including Catherine.
She's not actually in it.
Exactly.
I'm trying to picture. I can think in 104, when they do the Founders Day thing, and Damon is telling Elena about the church, and he says the Confederate soldiers fired on a church of, like, 20-some people. But how many 20-some? I want to say 22, but I could definitely be wrong. 22.
That is incorrect.
Oh, I knew it would be wrong.
Rachel, that is numbers. Goes to you. You can steal.
Excluding Catherine, I think it's 25.
Close. It was 26.
That's a hard
I thought 26
question.
Was...
With Catherine.
No, I think it's 27 with Catherine.
Wow.
That's a hard one.
I'm bad at numbers. I'm not going to recall any numbers, probably.
All right. That was a hard one.
As we also got the years of... 1920s wrong.
Yeah.
So. Oh, that was a good question.
If anyone
listening got that right, I'm impressed. Let us know in the comments.
Let us know.
I want to know.
All right. Rachel, we'll keep it with you. So this is number 5. So this is, I put this as the most difficult, but we'll see. It might not be.
I'm nervous.
Might be the easiest one.
How many tombs vampires are there?
I thought that would be easier. Okay. What episode does Tyler kiss Kelly Donovan?
Oh my God.
That's easy.
Is it 118 under control?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Iconic episode. I was just talking about how I love that episode.
Tyler's been out of pocket since day one.
Oh, yeah.
Season one, day one. Yeah.
Born out of pocket.
Yeah. True.
All right. So this is the last question of season one category.
Ooh.
So Sarah, name one of the quiz questions that Mr. Tanner asked Stefan in Friday Night Bites.
When was the fall of the Berlin Wall?
Oh, my God.
Correct.
I'm glad that wasn't me.
I always hear that in my head. When was the fall of the Berlin Wall? I don't remember what else he asks, to be honest. Like, when did Vietnam start, I think, is another one he asks. It's all year questions because he says, keep it to the year.
Yeah.
But Berlin Wall is one I always remember him asking.
Well, I can tell you what he asked. He asked Pearl Harbor. Berlin Wall, Civil Rights Act, JFK assassination, MLK, Lincoln, Roe v. Wade, Brown versus Board, Battle of Gettysburg, Korean War, which is the one that...
Okay, Korean War is the other one I remember.
They got messed up on that. Stefan was actually correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one I remember because I remember the dispute, but I can very accurately in my head hear him asking the fall of the Berlin Wall. That's why I said that one.
Forgot about Coach Tanner.
I was going to say RIP, but I don't really care.
Yeah, no, he can rest in whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
He cannot rest.
So, with that, You guys both got the one question wrong, the tomb vampires.
Brutal.
Yes.
That was hard.
But technically, that means Rachel got 5 for 5 and you got 4 for 4 because she wasn't able to steal it. Oh. Or 4 for 5.
I got 4 for 5. Yes. Being alive.
All right. Are you guys ready for the next category? Season 2. This is what you just covered.
Yeah. These better be hard.
So if you don't get this.
It's going to be really embarrassing.
Yeah.
We just watched this.
So who started last round, Rachel?
I started, yeah.
So Sarah, you're going to start. All right. Question 1. How does Luca die?
Flamethrower via Damon Salvatore because he doesn't know what's going on and he just runs a flamethrower in the basement.
Yep.
That is correct. We've all seen it.
We've all seen it.
We all know it.
We know about Astral Luca.
Astral Luca. Rip.
All right, Rachel. How does Rose find Elijah in present day?
Ooh.
This is the second easiest question. How does Rose find Elijah in the present day?
Like, what's her connection?
Oh, Slater.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Correct. Yeah, I know. For a second, I was like, what, she yeah.
email?
I don't know. Yeah.
She added him on Facebook.
Yeah. 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 Slater.
All right.
Okay.
Sarah, back to you.
Uh-huh.
So 5 people die in The Sun Also Rises. Who and in what order?
Oh, my. This is like the level 2? Okay. It's not hard. I just have to think about it. In The Sun Also Rises, that's the, like, sacrifice episode. In what order? You said 5 people?
Yep.
I can think of 4. I can think of them all. Number 1, Jules. Mm-hmm. Number 2, Jenna. Number 3, Elena. Number 4, Greta. Number 5, Uncle John.
Yeah. Well, actually, doesn't Greta go after... Can you repeat your answer again?
No, they do the whole sacrifice.
That's right.
They do Jules, Jenna, Elena, Greta, John.
Yeah. I was getting mixed up. You're right. Good job.
I know.
Good job.
Yeah, that was good. That was
good. That was a scary question, but when you actually think about it, you're like, oh, I know this.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You guys got this.
Yeah.
All right. I almost called you Elena.
Thank you.
I think we're getting some favoritism from the judges to report some misconduct.
Okay, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the episode when Elijah first appears?
Elijah. Rose.
Correct.
I thought you were saying Elijah. He never got a named episode.
They robbed him. He did deserve one.
All right. Sarah, back to you.
Mm-hmm.
What episode does Tyler make his first wolf transition?
Oh, boy. Those are in the dark ages of season 2 for me. It's somewhere in the middle there. It's not the sacrifice. It's the one right after. Do I have to say the name or the number?
Either one. I'll take either.
Because I'm pretty sure 11 is the sacrifice, and that's where Caroline and Tyler are scoping out where he should turn. So I think he turns in 12, which I think is called By the Light of the Moon. Is that right?
I'll give it to you because you got the name of it correct, but it's episode 11.
Oh, I mixed up the numbers. I shouldn't have given 2 answers.
I was going to say.
I feel like that's fine. That has to be a half point.
Yeah, if you want to do a half point, that's fine.
I did too much.
All right. Rachel, you also get a wolf-related question. Our favorite.
Okay,
All right. What is the name of Jules' boyfriend?
First of all, flag on the field. Who? We don't even know. What's her relationship to Mason? Who knows why she wants Tyler? We don't know. But I'm going to go with Brady.
That is correct. Yeah.
They but make out.
I wish
which
Sarah had this question. Yeah. She called him Brody for half of the season.
That's true. I might have said Brody, but you would have known what I meant.
But yeah, Brady and Jules kiss.
Yeah.
Something's weird with her and Mason, but.
Yeah, who knows with Stevie, too? Nobody knows
who
that girl.
Who knows? Yeah.
The real answer, no one knows.
Yeah.
All right. Sarah, back to you.
Mm-hmm.
How many episodes is Klaus in Alaric's body?
We just talked about this earlier.
We did just talk about this earlier, actually, as we always do.
Of course.
It's like a 2.5 sitch because he gets in there in 17 at the very end of Know Thy Enemy. He's in it for all of 18, which is The Last Dance, and he's in it for all of 19, which is, what's 19 called? I don't know. You don't need the name, just the number.
So is like it 19 plus Klaus?
Well, yeah, Klaus. 2 and a partial.
Yeah, 3. It's a 3.
Yeah.
According to TBD Wiki.
Well, you said 3 episodes.
Yeah, 3 episodes. So, yeah, I'll give that to you. All right.
She sounded like she doubted if she should.
Well, I don't know.
Well,
too impartial. He's not in the body for the whole episode. Let's be specific.
Okay. We're getting a little too serious.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rachel. All right, who is the witch that puts the linking spell on Elena and Catherine?
Wait.
Oh, wait, what?
I think that was supposed to be a season one question.
No, that's
season, no, that's season two.
Wait.
It's in The Masquerade, and it's Lucy Bennett.
Yep. Yeah. I was just thinking for whatever reason that was season one.
That's season two of The Masquerade.
That's season two, yeah, yeah.
I like how we're correcting the questioner. We're like, no, you're right. That happens in season two.
Yeah.
Okay. Good job, Rachel. You got it.
Thank you.
All right. So this one gets a little tricky. This is the hardest one.
The tricky ones.
Sarah. Mm-hmm. Which of the following characters has the most guest appearances in season two?
Oh my god.
So I'm gonna list you three.
We
characters.
Just did a breakdown of.
So, who has the most guest appearances?
Uh-oh.
Liz Forbes.
No.
Oh, my
John
God.
John Gilbert.
No.
Or Carol Lockwood.
You're joking.
Oh, my God. You're evil.
This is cruel. Not Carol. I feel like she's in, like, three episodes. Yeah. John is also in, like, three or four, but I feel like Liz is in, she's in some early ones, she's in some mid ones, and she's in some late season ones. Whereas Carol, I feel like, is in, like, only a handful. This is a pure guess. Like, I have zero way of, like, measuring this. I'm just gonna guess Liz Forbes.
That was close.
No.
Rachel, over to you. John or Carol?
I gotta go with John, right?
Incorrect. So, shockingly, it is Carol Lockwood. She has...
When?
You'll never guess how many episodes. 13.
What?
Okay, as I was saying it, I was like... It could be her because she shows up in the background of stuff all the time. She's always like, okay, she's in like 13, episode 13 because of Damon's murder spree. She's just like handing out things at the memorial. Like she's always just kind of
masquerade
in the,
prep she's at.
Yeah.
Plan B.
Yeah.
And a lot of the, the funeral
she
stuff.
She gets
in
less
the beginning
context,
of the season.
But she's around.
She's around more.
Okay, well, it makes me feel better that it was the last choice.
Never yeah.
Even had, if anybody answered that right. Wow, you should take the podcast from us. Because
yeah, honestly, that was hard.
That was hard. I never...
Dark horse, Carol.
Because Liz also only had 8. So, big difference.
How many did John have?
I think it was 8 or 7. I don't have it written down.
Okay.
I think it was 7.
But Liz and John, when they're in an episode, have, like, a plot.
Yeah.
Which is why I think they'd have more. But Carol's often, like, truly just in the background
She's
being,
around.
Like, a mayor. She's on the TV. Like.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Last one.
That was hard.
Uh-oh. This might be, honestly, the second hardest question of the entire game. So, Rachel, if you can get this, good for you.
Okay.
All right. What is Slater's password?
Oh, Kristen Stewart. I just said that today. I told her today that it was Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart.
Not me saying it's the second hardest question, you're getting it instantly.
I literally said today.
If you didn't say it, I don't know if I would have gotten it. So it probably was a good, hard question, but...
Karma's not working out well for me. I've been bullying producer Shay all day. She is my sister, for those who do not know.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that concludes our second category, season two. Category 3, songs. So...
I'm excited. I think I'll do good at songs.
I think you'll do really well.
I might eat my words, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll
see. Right.
We'll see.
Yeah, luck all day.
Yeah. Plus, those are probably our two easiest categories. We just
covered
those.
I just got 2 wrong. Those are our easiest categories. It's only downhill from here.
Some of us got every question right.
Except our questions that we got
wrong.
Except
the steals,
Because they were too hard. Okay, keep going.
Okay, hopefully you'll get these.
Yeah, songs.
Okay, songs. All right.
Who's first this time? Rachel.
Rachel's going first. So, Rachel, this is easy. What song plays when Stefan and Elena first kiss?
When they first kiss?
Yeah.
It's gotta be... Is it in the first episode?
No. It's episode 4?
2.
2.
Night of the Comet, you guys. Anti-Stelena fans.
Ooh. It's not looking good for old Rachel.
The easiest question.
Running Up That Hill by Placebo.
Oh, no. Okay, so I don't not know the name of the song. I think I know it because I know for sure it's a Sarah Bareilles song. And I think it's Gravity.
That is correct.
It's Gravity.
Yeah.
Sarah gets the steal. Mm.
I was a little confused because there's a lot of Sarah Bareilles songs in the first 2 seasons, but I was like, I'm pretty sure it's Gravity.
Yes. All right. If making I'd up
known,
ground.
If I'd known Sarah, I would have known, but.
All right.
Steal.
Sarah, okay. You get to answer the next one, too.
Oh, yay.
This one is also easy.
Okay, good. Hopefully.
Rachel,
hey, some questions are supposed to be easy, but they're not, okay?
Ease of answering is relative, producer Shay.
Okay. I will say it's easy because you guys talked about it an hour ago.
Oh, okay, good.
So, what song plays when Elena gets her memories back?
Of Damon.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
By Little Dragon.
Yeah.
I love that song.
It's a great song.
I would have known it even if we hadn't just talked about it. We were just talking about it because we always talk about Vampire songs. So.
Yeah, of course. It's like a top 20.
Yeah.
I love that song. Yeah.
But yeah, twice. I would have remembered even if we hadn't just talked about it.
Same.
Okay, Rachel, this is your redemption.
Okay, good.
You're going to love me for this question.
Okay, good, good.
What song is playing when Damon says, I can't be what other people want me to be, what she wants me to be?
It's got to be DLZ by TV on the Radio.
Of course. All right, Sarah, What song is playing when John Gilbert dies for the first time?
The first time? Oh, the first time is Brick by Boy and Brick by Paramore.
Yes, we just listened to that.
We literally just listened to it. Yeah.
As far as we know, that's the first time. Theoretically, it's the first on screen, I will specify.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess that's true.
But I would assume Stefan and Damon are the first vampires he's run into, so.
Probably
the first time.
All right, Rachel. What song does Catherine dance to when she is trapped in Alaric's apartment? Ooh. Season 2.
Well, there's a couple, so that's a little bit of cheat. But the second one, probably.
I'm going to go with the more memorable one, Get Some by Likely, right?
Yeah. That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember what the first one is, actually.
There's another song,
Was it Kids? MGMT?
No, that's in the pilot. It was like a Foster the People song.
Yeah, I think it was
like
Helena
Beat. I think it was Helena Beat, actually.
It is Helena Beat.
But in that one, she's just kind of sitting there moping around.
She's not really
around.
Dancing, yeah.
But Get Some.
Get Some is a full dance party.
She's having a dance party, yeah.
All right. Sarah. What song plays in both the pilot and the season finale?
Oh. I'm not well versed on the season finale. The series finale, you mean?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Series finale.
I'm debating, because the only two songs I can remember in the pilot is Never Say Never or Running Up That Hill. I don't feel like they replay Running Up That Hill, so I'm just going to say Never Say Never by The Fray.
That is correct.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
I got a little nervous.
I believe it's the only song to have played twice.
In the whole series?
I mean, don't quote me on that. I'm just guessing from what I've seen.
They don't replay songs ever, I would believe you on that. But this is why I said in season one that I really wanted Never Say Never to be one of the best songs, because it is so vampire.
Yeah. That's,
So.
All right. So we're getting a little bit harder here. Rachel, in season 8, episode 8, titled We Have History Together.
Oh my god.
The song Scars plays.
Ooh.
Which character in the show is the singer of that song?
Oh.
Scars?
Yep.
Is it Cat Graham?
No.
Michael Mullarkey.
Yes, correct. AKA really? Enzo.
They feature a lot of his music, Enzo.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, they feature Cat Graham in season 1, and Candace obviously gets to sing a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
I only would know by process of elimination that it's got to be one of those three. And like,
I was definitely sure it was maybe Kat, maybe Caroline, Candace. Yeah.
Forgot about
Enzo. Forgot. Yeah, I forgot. I guess I should have known season 8, but.
Yeah. I don't remember the song, to be fair.
No.
I think I've made up my ground.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Sarah's you did. Yeah, you literally did. Yeah.
All right.
These songs are hard.
Okay. Rachel. Again, this isn't a song, so. Bit tough. Candace Wait, King.
Isn't this
Oh, it's
Sarah?
Me again.
Oh, Sarah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Rachel?
She's trying to give you a question.
Sarah.
Should have let her do it. Yeah.
The honor code is too strong.
I totally would have forgot. All right, Sarah. Mm-hmm. Candace King, aka Caroline Forbes, married the lead singer of a band with some pretty iconic songs in the TVD series. What is the band?
A hard question. The Fray, who sing Never Say Never, but they're also divorced now, and she's dating the guy from the original.
She's dating Josh, the vampire.
Oh my god, the jump scare when I saw that on Instagram. Oh my god.
Steven Kruger, I think is his name.
Yeah, I didn't know they had divorced when one of you, I don't know who it was, sent it in the group chat that she was with.
Steven.
Steven. Yeah. That was jump scare. Shocking. Yeah.
I know.
Wild. But yeah, they were.
Were
she
with
was
the Fray.
With the Fray, yeah.
Previously.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is the last two questions of the songs category. So now it's Rachel.
Yes. I'm very nervous. So
I'm going to give you some song lyrics.
Okay.
You have to tell me what song it is. If you can't do that, just tell me the scene.
Okay.
Or the episode.
Okay.
All right. We watched the day go by. Stories of all we did. It made me think of you. It made me think of you.
Oh, that's a hard one.
I have no idea.
I can't even hear it. Like, what that...
No,
tune. Do you want me to do it in the tune?
Do a singing voice for us.
I guess.
It made me think of you.
Oh.
That's not what I was imagining.
That wasn't what I was imagining either.
I don't know. Jeez, I'm going to have like 2 points for this category.
That's a hard one. Do we do a timer or something, Shay? Because you got
to
just cut it
off. I mean, I don't think I'm going to get it. So you can just go to Sarah if you
have... Do you want the episode it's in?
What are we supposed to be saying? The song? Name?
The song. But if you can't get the song, then the like episode/scene.
Well, if episode/scene is one of the answers, I say don't give it.
Just guess.
Do you have an answer, Sarah?
Honestly, I don't have an answer. I think it's a female voice, like an Ingrid Michaelson type, but it's not Ingrid Michaelson. It's like one of those singer-songwriter types. And it's like a Jeremy Bonney scene. That's my guess.
It's actually, well, it's an Elena scene.
Okay,
it's season 5.
Oh, no then.
Nope, couldn't tell you.
The artist also has an iconic song in season 2.
Just tell us.
It is Wings by Birdie.
Okay, I thought it was a Birdie song, but I was like, I don't know any other Birdie songs other than Skinny Love.
It's after Damon and Bonnie go to the prison world, and Elena thinks he's dead.
Sad.
Yeah. The movie Real Life still was thinking season 1 and 2 are our only options.
I know. I keep thinking season 1 and 2, yeah.
I'm forgetting other seasons exist.
I know.
We're living in a season 1 or 2 bubble right now.
Definitely.
So that hurt me a little bit there, because I was thinking it sounds like a Birdie song, but
it
was.
Okay.
All right. Well, this does not help because now we're back to season 1.
Oh, good.
So, who is this? Sarah?
Yeah.
So, you're going to hate me for this question.
Or love you.
What song did the two of you pick for song of the episode for the pilot?
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, I was going to say, she knows.
Obviously, I know that. We picked Running Up That Hill by Placebo.
That is correct.
We did debate for a while because I wanted Never Say Never by The Fray. But, Running Up That Hill by Placebo was one of my most listened to songs on Spotify that year, which is funny.
Yeah.
So, okay, I love Running Up That Hill by Placebo, but Never Say Never by The Fray is so Vampire Diaries. I will always go with
that
logic.
That's fair.
So, that was an easy one.
Yeah. Yeah, that was way easier than the lyrics to Wings by Birdie.
Yeah, this is what happened to me in the season 1 and 2 categories. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's hard doing all of these by yourself. Okay.
We appreciate you, Producer Shay.
We do.
For now.
Okay.
We'll see.
We'll see once the scores start to tip one way or the other.
I've
gained my lead back, at least.
Yeah.
Songs is my best category, other than that, we'll see.
The next category is quotes. I believe in you guys. I think you can do it. But
the faces we're making makes it seem like we don't believe in ourselves.
Yeah, we gotta try.
We'll try.
All right. So now we are starting with Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sarah, this is quotes. What is the first thing Damon says to Elena?
Oh.
Canon.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. So that is a trick question because you want me to say season 1, episode 2 when they first meet, quote unquote. But obviously we found out later in season 3 that they first met on the road. The first thing he says to her is, Catherine.
That is correct.
Nice.
I had to think about that for
that
a second,
good.
But that was
really good.
I knew you two would get that.
Again, it's another, like, it scares you at first and you're like, oh, I think actually, about it. Actually, it's easy. I do know that.
All right. Rachel. How many times does Damon say, hello, brother?
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, this is number 2. This is the number 2 easiest question.
These questions are not balanced.
Oh, my God. I mean.
Talk it through.
Well, obviously, the first is iconic.
Uh-huh.
I have to assume he says it again in, I think, the series finale. And then I feel like there's at least one other time that we've already seen. I feel like he probably said it. Although, I don't know. Elijah threw out like a hello, brother. And that could be confusing me. I'm going to go with 4.
Incorrect.
I don't know.
I can only think of the 2, the pilot and the finale. So part of me, it's like say three because there might be another one in there, but I'm just going to say two because it's the only one I know. So two.
That's correct.
Oof. Yeah. Oof.
Pilot in the finale.
Again, the overthinking will kill us. That's how that question feels. Because I agree with your logic where I was like, eh, I might have said three just because like maybe there's another one in there.
Yeah. Elijah does say, or Elijah Klaus says it. Elijah. One of them says it to each other.
Elijah says it to Klaus. Cole says it to Klaus when he shows up.
Hello, brother.
Hello, brother.
Yeah. There are too many instances of it being said. Yeah.
I'm sure Stefan must say it to Damon at some point, too. Maybe. But yeah, Damon is definitely the two, I guess.
All right. So, Sarah, you stole that one. So, again, we're going to go back to you.
Yep.
So, when Stefan offers to exchange himself for Jenna to Klaus in the ritual, what is Klaus's response?
Well, he has many a response. But he says, I like the symmetry of three goddesses.
Yeah, I'll give that to you. Exactly. It's, I don't know. I kind of like the symmetry of three women. Three goddesses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's good. All right. Rachel, fill in the blank. All right. I'm going to give you the quote with the blank. Okay. What kind of name is blank? Shh, you're kind of the one that killed her.
Oh.
What's the name?
What kind of name is blank? You're kind of the one that killed her.
It's two people.
Yeah.
So someone says, what kind of name is blank? And then someone says,
you're kind of the one that killed her. Correct. Yeah.
What name is blank? I mean, I think it's Damon that kills someone and he asks that, right? Or no?
Final the answer?
Silence.
I don't know.
Sarah, I think you know it.
I do know it. It's when Stefan has his memory erased from Silas, and he's walking through the graveyard with Damon, and he says, what kind of name is Honoria? And Damon says, you're kind of the one that killed her. And we saw in season two,
Honoria fell.
Yeah.
He killed her back
Rachel's
in...
not
I'm not remembering this
yet.
At all.
He killed her back in his all. Ripper days.
I remember him killing Honoria. I don't remember the scene. It's actually Silas?
No, it's Stefan, but he has his memory, like, erased.
Oh, he has his memory wiped by Silas.
Yeah, I think about that quote all the time. What kind of name is Honoria? I don't know why, I just do think about that one all the time. I think it's so funny.
All right, Sarah, back to you again. So, who said this quote? Just because I talk a lot doesn't mean I always know what I'm talking about.
Caroline Forbes.
Yes.
I think that was one of our best quote winners in season two.
It was at least mentioned.
I definitely
remember the
mentioned
quote.
It in
yeah.
season two when she says it. I can't remember if it's 216, the house guest, whatever that episode, the dinner party, whatever it is.
Yeah.
When she's performing on stage.
Oh, yeah. Sounds right. Yeah.
It might be then. I don't remember. But it's so Caroline either way. Even if you didn't remember, it's so Caroline.
It's so Caroline.
All right, Rachel, who said this quote? Why are jeans so tight when phones are so big?
Oh, this has to be Kai.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have got that. That's really good. I would have been like, Klaus?
Yeah, no. Yeah,
I was kind of nervous. I wasn't sure if you guys were going to get that, but
I would have got it wrong. Good job. That was good.
All right, Sarah, back to you. Finish the quote.
Uh-oh.
He's your first love.
I intend to be your last. Correct. By Klaus Michelson.
Correct. However long it takes.
Oh, however long it takes.
To Caroline.
I love that quote.
It's a good
so
one.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Rachel, you finish the quote. If I hear doppelganger one more time.
Oh, that's a bad place to cut it. I feel like I don't even know.
Yeah, I have literally no idea.
Do you know who says it?
I know who says it. I don't know what.
I don't think I even know who says it.
Damon says it.
I got nothing.
I got nothing either. I don't know.
Sarah, you don't want to try to steal?
I don't know.
No.
I'll die. That's my guess.
I feel like it should relate to it being a doppelganger or something. But
I feel like
I don't know.
Have to give one word of the next sentence or something.
Okay. If I hear doppelganger one more time, I'm going.
I have no idea.
Me either.
I'm going to have to learn how to spell it.
Oh
I should have known that one. Yeah, that's good.
Yep.
Iconic. I knew that was Damon. I could hear Damon saying, like, if I hear doppelganger one more time, but I could not think of what the follow-up would be.
No.
That's funny. I still know how to spell it. I just always rely on autocorrect. I just get close enough.
Yeah.
All right. Now, these are technically the hardest, but we'll see.
Uh-oh.
This one might be kind of hard. Whose is it? Sarah's?
Yeah, I guess me.
Sarah, yeah.
Okay, Sarah. Mm-hmm. Of the following three quotes, uh-oh, which was not used as an episode title for season 8.
Ooh,
as a reminder, season 8, every episode title was a quote from season 1.
Oh, boy.
So basically, which is not a quote from season... Or, like, they're all quotes from season 1.
Yeah, which one's not an episode in season 8?
Okay. Exactly. So.
Oh, boy.
Next time I hurt someone, it could be you. You won't be sad forever. Oh, coming home was a mistake.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I feel confident the second one is one. You won't be sad forever. I feel pretty sure that is one. The other two... I don't know. Can you say them again?
Next time I hurt someone, it could be you. And coming home was a mistake.
I'm going to say next time I hurt someone, it could be you.
Incorrect.
Oh, no.
Rachel, you can steal.
Ooh, I don't know. What are they? The
so
two?
The other two, you won't be sad forever. Coming home was a mistake.
Ooh, I guess maybe coming home was a mistake. I don't know.
Incorrect. I stumped you guys.
You won't be sad forever.
Interesting.
It sounds like it should be.
It does sound like it should be an episode title. I was thinking the one you said was going to be my guess because I thought it felt too long.
Yeah, that's what mm-hmm. I thought too.
Yeah.
Yep. The other two are hard. Episode titles. And I just went through memorable quotes from season 1, picked one out.
That was good.
Producer's pick. Should be a producer on TV.
Yeah, that was a good pick.
So, yeah, that is what Stefan says to Elena on season 1. You won't be sad forever.
Yeah, that's yeah. a good one.
I know. Mm-hmm. That feels like it would fit with the season 8 vibes.
Yeah.
All right. Now this is the last one. Ooh. This could either be really easy or really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Rachel.
Oh, boy.
In season 1...
Okay.
What does Damon call Edward Cullen? He says, that Edward guy is so...
Oh.
Couldn't tell you.
You know it. You do know it.
Picture him saying it. The Edward guy is so...
I mean, I can picture the scene. He's like reading Twilight in Caroline's bed.
Yeah, he's laying on the bed.
Yeah, yeah. He's talking about how he's glittery or whatever. I don't know.
Sarah, do you know it?
Yeah.
Rachel, do you want to give a final answer before we go to Sarah?
I don't even have a final answer. I don't have a guess.
All right, Sarah.
That Edward guy is so whipped. What's so special about this Bella girl anyway?
Yeah. I was only looking for whipped.
I did not remember that.
I commented that on one of our TikToks recently. When we were talking about how Rhysand and Damon are the same, I was like, if Damon read ACOTAR, he would say Rhysand is so whipped for Feyre. So.
True.
Yeah. So that was partially why I was able to recall it so fast.
All right, our next category is villains. So we're going to start with Rachel. So Rachel, who are the Siren sisters in season 8?
Oh, Sybil and Celine, I think is their name.
Ooh. Correct, yeah.
I don't know if I could have remembered Celine. That might have taken me a second.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Sybil, yeah, easy. But
yeah. All right, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
What year was Catherine born?
Born? That's harder, because I know 1492 is when she's changed.
Oh, wait. That's what I meant to say, yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, here was she born as a vampire. I was like, 1492 minus 17?
Yeah.
No, that's correct.
Okay, 1492.
She was turned.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
I was like, somebody quick, calculator.
Yeah, born requires some math, for sure.
Okay. Rachel, who was the first person we see Catherine kill present day?
Present day.
Caroline?
Correct. Good job.
Nice.
Yeah. Almost John Gilbert. Almost.
Yeah.
Almost, yes.
Lucky it wasn't him, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Sarah. Now we're going on to the Michelsons. Our favorite villains.
My fave villain.
What is the age order of the 5 Michelson siblings? Just 5.
Oh. I get in fights with people about this in our comments all the time. Mm. Well, so of the living, Rebecca is the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
Henrik is younger than her. It goes, Rebecca, Cole.
From youngest to oldest.
Yeah, you're going backwards.
Oh, am I supposed to go oldest to youngest?
You can go either way, but.
Well, oldest is Finn, then Elijah, then Klaus, then Cole, then Rebecca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
That sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. All right.
And Henrik is younger and Freya is older. If we're doing all 7.
And then you can debate me on this if he's actually a villain, but he is to me.
Who?
Oh, boy.
Rachel. What type of magic does Shane teach Bonnie?
Oh, he's my evil. God. He's evil. Yeah. Expression.
Yes. Correct. Expression magic.
Yeah.
All right. Sarah, back to you.
Uh-huh.
Besides Lily, Salvatore, how many heretics are there?
No. Nora, Mary Louise, the quiet guy, the blonde guy, and Valerie. Five?
Final answer?
Five.
Incorrect.
Darn it, who am I forgetting? Oh, I know who I'm forgetting.
Rachel? I guess I'm going six.
Correct. It is six. It is six.
Yeah, I forgot. I don't, there's no characteristics about this guy I could recall, but I do, I can picture him because they go hunt him down later. Because he's the one that leaves. He's the one that doesn't stay with them.
Yep.
It was so close.
All right. Rachel, back to you. Whose blood does Kai drink to become a vampire?
Ooh. I don't know.
Is it Joe's? I don't know.
It's not Joe.
I have no idea. I thought you were vampire blood, so I was thinking Lily Salvatore.
No, sorry. Yeah, it is Lily to turn, but...
Whose blood does he drink to actually...
To complete the transition.
I mean, it has to be at the wedding, which if it's not Joe... Elena? I don't know.
No, it's his father.
Oh, brutal. Oh. That man is twisted.
Yeah, yep. Kai is twisted.
He kills his father.
That was hard.
Very Stefan Salvatore of him.
All right.
True. Yeah.
So, Sarah, this is you. So, who is the hunter trying to kill Stefan in season 7?
Raina Cruz.
Correct.
Raina Cruz, yeah.
It's a memorable name.
It is a memorable name, yeah.
All right, Rachel. Who killed Cade? Arcadius. The devil.
Ugh. Killed him when? The last time?
Mm-hmm.
Is it in the finale? No, that... Is it Damon? I have no idea.
No.
Catherine?
No.
I don't know.
It's Stefan.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
He daggers him with the bone dagger. Or whatever sure. it was.
The bone dagger.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
No, I don't remember that at all.
It's a little fuzzy for me.
Okay. This is the last question of the villains category.
Okay. Rachel's? Or mine?
Yours. Uh-oh. Sarah's. Okay. How many times was Sybil imprisoned in the armory?
Oh, come on. I know she is the one time and she was the first time, so two?
Close. Okay. Rachel?
Three?
Correct.
I love that for you.
To be fair, I was going to say two also. But
yeah, because the first original time. Of course. And then they get her again.
Yeah.
When's the third?
Bonnie.
What do you mean, Bonnie?
Don't they put her back? She gets out again somehow?
I don't remember.
Shay's like, I just know the
but
facts.
But I know all three of them were by Bennett witches. So
Of course. Makes sense.
Were. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That was hard. Those were hard.
Yeah. Sorry about the villains category.
No,
yeah,
that was fun, though.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Just but the next
biases.
The next category is lore, and I think that's pretty fun.
I'm scared. I'm scared.
It could be good. It could be bad.
This is all mythical creatures, not creatures necessarily, but mythical lore related to Vampire Diaries.
Okay.
So, number one, who is starting? I think Sarah.
I don't know. You tell us.
Yeah, you just went. So, Sarah, it's your turn.
Okay.
What type of witch can become a vampire hybrid?
What are they called? They suck the magic out of things. What are they called? Oh my gosh. Siphoner.
Okay. Sarah, you get that. You said siphoners. Rachel, who first introduced the White Oak stake?
Well... The actual stake or the daggers with ash?
Not the daggers, the stake.
The stake?
The person who makes the actual permanent one?
No, the first White Oak stake we see in the show. Who's the one that introduces it?
Oh, God.
That's a weird question.
Michael?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. What?
Yeah, he's the one that tells him about it.
Oh, he has the one old one?
He's the one that kept it with him for like 1,000 years.
He comes to homecoming with the really old one. Yeah. Okay, I thought you were trying to get at Esther, but she just makes one based on the ones that they cut from Wickery Bridge. So I was like, who introduces the Wickery Bridge ones? I don't know.
Well, that's Damon.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and but Co. like, yeah, and Co. And it's not like he introduces it. So I was like, this is a weird way to phrase it. But I get what you're saying. Michael does bring the really old one.
Mm-hmm.
Tricky. I would have got that wrong.
But you got it. Good job, Rachel.
Thank you.
But Rachel got it. Moving on. Okay, Sarah. Mm-hmm. Name all doppelgangers.
Oh, okay. So, what the heck? Okay,
Stefan and Elena. Yeah, you can both. Get it. You can get it.
Okay, Silas, Tom, and Stefan. Yes. I think we only know the three.
What about George? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just
thinking what else. Like, you don't remember George the third of... Okay. On the girls' side, obviously Elena, Catherine, Tatia, and Amara?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's okay. All of them. All seven.
Just a lot of them.
Yeah.
And George. They
had... Yeah.
All right.
Random one.
Rachel. Who is the oldest character of all time? In TVD.
What does that mean?
Whoa.
Like,
okay.
Been alive for the longest years.
Consistently?
Well, born.
Born?
What does that
mean? The longest time ago.
I mean, part of me thinks it's got to be, like, Silas Ketsia Amara, that era? Is there any... Well, I guess some of the season 8, like... Cade probably has existed since beginning of time, if he's that's like hell.
That's my guess.
Final answer?
I guess Cade. I don't know.
That's correct.
Okay, yeah.
I love the doubt of like, I don't know. I've got no clue. Okay, I'm right.
Okay, good. Okay.
My guess was also Cade. I was like, who else could be older than the devil himself?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So old, don't even know when he was born.
Makes sense. Okay.
Makes sense.
All right.
Living is also questionable, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Sarah.
Okay.
What is the name of the society that experimented on vampires?
The Augustine...
Yeah.
The Augustine...
I think it's just called Augustine.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, I know there's Augustine vampires, but, like, did they have an official... The Augustine Society of Super Weird Scientists.
Yeah. No, I think it's just Augustine.
Yeah, I think it's just Augustine.
Augustine. Augustine's. Right. Cheers.
Well, I'm glad you got that because the next question, Rachel, is how many known Augustine vampires are there?
Ooh.
Oh my God.
At what time?
Ever?
Known. I mean.
How many do we see on screen?
You see them all on screen.
What?
Because there's not a lot.
Okay.
Well, Damon and Enzo, the... I can't remember his name, but Caroline's friend, love interest, whatever, him. And I guess they take Elena for a minute. They have her and they test on her. So I guess 4.
Is that your final answer?
Well, the way you're saying that makes me think no. Maybe there's a 5th one that I'm not thinking of. So I guess... Well, this is a hard question because Catherine works with that one doctor for a hot minute. She experiments on him. He experiments on her. Whatever. I don't even know. I'm going to go with 5, I guess, because you seem to think 4 was wrong.
Good choice, because it is okay. 5.
Oh, okay. I thought it was 3. I thought, like, you had to have specific criteria. So I thought it was only Damon, Enzo, and the one guy. Jesse? No. Is his name Jesse?
Yeah, Jesse. No, Jesse. I guess if you, like, get the serum injected in you.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Elena gets the serum?
Yeah. And she's like...
Damon, they give the serum... Oh, wait, but that's still one person.
I don't know.
And then the last person, his name's Joey. There's a picture of him, so he's on screen.
Enzo's,
but...
like, friend, like, in the flashbacks. Yeah.
But he dies pretty quickly.
He dies, like, right before Damon gets there, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, only 5.
Good job. I would have been like...
Yeah, that was hard.
I would have been like, it's only Damon, Enzo, and that one guy.
Yeah.
All right. Sarah. How is the indestructible white oak steak made indestructible?
Oh, okay, Esther, what I was trying to answer.
Esther,
before.
But how? What did
she
do?
Okay, give me a sec. She melts the Gilbert rings in like a pot and she has a lark standing there and she like lets it drip down the thing and she's like, the indestructible weapon.
That is more than I was asking for, but yes. Yep. I was just asking for...
I'm so excited for season 3.
Me too.
Yeah, all I wanted was she binds it with the Gilbert ring. That's it.
There you go.
But you got it. Okay.
No one's ever said I'm not thorough.
Rachel, name the 4 people who took the cure.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. Oh, well, this is easy.
Yeah.
Catherine gets it first. Then Elena gets it and Stefan gets it after he kills someone. I won't say, I guess. And then Damon. That's it.
Yeah. Yes. That is correct. Good job.
What a, like, a quartet there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The core four, for real.
Yeah, that is the core four.
That is, yeah. All right. Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
How is the magic purification spell gotten rid of in Mystic Falls?
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Kai siphons it?
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Be more confident. Don't overthink it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I keep trying to tell myself. I'm like, because I can see you doing it sometimes where I see your thought process and I'm like, she's overthinking it. And then you'll say this right thing. But yeah, I'm overthinking it. But Kai.
Yes.
Woohoo.
All right, Rachel, this is the last question for the category. This might be tricky.
Okay.
How many times did the merge occur? That is the Gemini Coven merge.
Oh.
Oh, like that we see?
Yeah, that we see.
Well, that we see. Well, Luke and Liv try to merge.
Yes.
Or no, Luke and Kai. Sorry, Luke and Kai. And then does Joe try to merge with Kai? I don't remember if she does or not.
You guys look to me as if I'm going to, like, tell you.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to go with twice.
Incorrect.
I guess I'm going to go with three times.
Incorrect. Sarah.
I think it's just the once. Just Kai and Luke.
Incorrect.
What?
Who it's actually merges? Four.
Who?
So, the first one we see is Joe and Kai. That's how he first gets into the prison world.
They don't do it, though.
They don't do it. But
that doesn't count. They don't do it.
Okay. Well.
Okay, keep re-
okay. Okay, the next one. Liv and Luke, but that one also does not complete. They begin to do it.
I think we need to challenge the judges.
Completed.
Okay. All right, you guys.
Is completed. But what was the third then?
Well,
Luke and Kai.
And what's
Luke
the fourth?
Kai. Why did I write Joe and Kai? Did they do it a second time?
I think again they try and it
I think
fails
they
or something,
do it and try to complete it.
I guess nobody gets any points. We don't remember any of these merges.
No.
I feel it should have been one. If you're a listener and you said one, you get a point, but we don't. So
yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
It's fine.
All right.
Next question.
So, actually, next category. Next category is characters.
Ooh.
So, these are all who's this, who's that, character related.
Okay.
So, number one, I can't remember who we started
with. I'm bad
with.
At names, so this is scary.
This could be hard.
Sarah or Rachel went. So, Rachel, you start.
Okay.
All right. Which characters?
Wait, I thought Rachel just got the merge one wrong. So, now it's me.
She got it wrong first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that means she goes again the next round. She starts.
Oh.
That's how it's been
I thought
going.
We alternate. What? Do whatever you've been doing.
Yeah. So it's Rachel. All right. Which characters have been in every episode? There's 171 episodes.
You say 171 characters.
It's all 171 in alphabetical order. Go.
They have an appearance in every single episode.
Every single episode?
How many characters?
Two.
I think it's got to be Paul and Ian.
That's my guess,
correct.
Too.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The only ones that have been in every single one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know it wasn't Kat Graham.
Yeah, God, no.
Okay. Sarah, this one is you, and you basically already said this earlier.
I love that for me.
Yeah. So there are 7 Michelson children, 2 of them.
Henrik and Freya.
Yeah. I don't even have to finish.
What was them. The whole question?
Yeah. I mean, it was that, like, what are the other 2 siblings besides the main 5?
Okay, good.
But yes, love Freya.
Originals. Love Freya.
Gotta watch Originals if you haven't.
I wish we ever got to new Henrik, but.
Yeah. All right, back to Rachel. Who created the immortality spell? So that is what Silas and Amara get.
Oh.
Ketsia?
Correct.
Okay, yeah.
I would also accept Tessa. That is her modern name.
Oh, yeah,
name.
Her
I
modern name. she's funny for that.
All right, Sarah.
She's funny for a lot of things.
True.
Sarah, what is the occupation of April Young's father?
Preacher.
Correct. Easy.
And he burns down his parish, basically. Way to all go. Right.
Rachel, who is Peter Maxwell?
Oh, Matt's real father.
Correct.
Oh, I would
good job.
Wrong.
Ringer of the bell.
Yes, ringer of the bell.
I I could not ring the bell and remember who that was.
Yeah.
Glad that wasn't me.
Okay, Sarah. Mm-hmm. Who is Rudy Hopkins?
Bonnie's dad.
Correct.
Ooh, that was good.
Yeah. I was hoping you guys...
I don't think I would have known.
That rang a vague bell that was way off in the distance, and I took a guess.
Mayor Hopkins.
Yeah.
All right. Rachel. Stefan and Damon have one living relative had. Sarah Salvatore. But what last name does she actually go by?
Ooh, that's hard.
Ooh, Sarah Salvatore. So I feel like Sarah Salvatore. I'm just like...
Yeah, it's such a good name.
Rolls off the tongue.
I don't think I'm going to get it. Yeah, no, Sarah.
Shot in the dark.
I mean, there's so many possible last names. How could I take a shot in the dark even?
Sarah Giuseppe is my guess. Giuseppe. To honor her ancestors.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't even have one idea.
Sarah Giuseppe.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. It is Nelson. Sarah Nelson.
I vaguely remember that. Yeah, I never get that, but I do vaguely remember that now that you said it.
All right. What about this last name, Sarah? The militia leader, Trip Cook, does not go by his real last name. What is his real last name?
I want to make a bad joke, but I'm not going to. I don't know. Trip Fell? Isn't he like a founding family member or something? I'm going to say Fell.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's a Fell. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I can't remember his... I think his first name is also different. I can't remember what it was, though.
It's the only reason it makes sense to change your name like that in a small town like
you
that.
You don't want to be associated.
Yeah, I don't want all the privileges of being a founding family member, aka getting killed by Stefan Salvatore.
Yeah.
All right. Rachel. I purposely... Well, not purposely, but it lined up perfectly, so Rachel gets this one.
Oh.
Because Sarah, I know she would get this one.
Oh.
Rachel, who is the intern at the armory?
Why would I get this one? Legacies. Oh, I do know, because legacies. That's the only reason I would know, though. This is really hard.
The intern. I feel like I can sort of picture, I think it's a woman. Nope, it's a man. Okay, then I obviously have no idea.
I feel I should not get a point as a steal because that's not fair.
Yeah.
Because they're a main character in Legacies. So I don't want the steal point. Okay. But I think it's Dorian.
It is Dorian. His name is Dorian Williams. He's a young guy in his 20s.
He tries to kill Stefan because he killed his whole family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That plot kind of rings a bell. Yeah,
but I don't want the point because, again, Legacies, like, he's a main character in Legacies. So
and that's... you're placating me, so.
No, but that's, like, that's definitely, like... a huge bias in remembering him. Like, that's a very easy question.
I do remember that plot with Stefan, but...
I wouldn't have remembered his name if he wasn't a main character in Legacy. Yeah. So I don't want the point there, but...
All right. This is the last question of the characters category. So, Sarah. Okay. What is the name of Matt's fiance that he accidentally kills?
No.
Jeez.
Rebecca...
Rebecca.
Oh, wait, there's already a Rebecca.
That he slept with.
Let me guess again. I was going to say Jessica, but Damon kills a Jessica. And there's a Meredith already. It's a basic woman. Brittany.
No.
Okay.
Rachel, you want to try?
It's a basic woman
name. It is, yeah.
But they've already got so many. Rebecca. I said it not even remembering there wasn't a Rebecca already.
Rachel, I don't know. I don't know.
No, and actually, fun fact, there's not a single Rachel in the show, but there's two Sarahs.
Love that.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
All right, the name is Penny.
Penny.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have gotten that.
No.
All right. So this is our second to last category. Oof. So miscellaneous. So this is a little bit of everything.
I'm scared.
We're starting with Sarah.
Okay.
Where does Miss Mystic Falls take place?
What do you mean?
What building?
The Founders Hall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We debated for a long time about what that place was.
Yeah, we did.
That's why I threw that in because I was...
The second one's at the Lockwood Mansion, though.
Yeah, so. Maybe you would think it's the Lockwood House.
The second one is at the Lockwood, so technically if I said that, I would still be right. You didn't clarify.
Okay. Rachel. Who are the five founding families?
Ooh.
That's a good one. The Fells, the Gilberts, the Forbes, the Salvators, and...
Oh, boy.
You got this.
Fifth one. Fells, Gilberts, Salvatores.
You got farther than I would have to
be. Oh, Lockwoods.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
Yeah. They're not members. They're the ruling class. Let's be real.
They really are. Yeah, they're really a tier above everyone
else. I honestly wasn't even going to remember Salvatore, so you did way better than me. Because I that, definitely yeah. am like, I would have been like, the Gilberts and the Fells, that's all we got.
Yeah, that was hard.
All right. Sarah.
Uh-huh.
Name the five people who killed Jeremy. He has five deaths. Who kills him?
Damon, Liz. That's as far as we are so far.
Yep.
So who else? Well, so Catherine sort of via Silas. It's kind of a joint effort, so I'm assuming you're just counting that as like one. When else does he die?
Two other times.
I don't remember any of his other deaths. Oh, no. I don't know. I'm just going to take a shot in the dark, I guess, since I don't know. I'm going to say Damon again for funsies. And... Bonnie, because she stops his heart.
That's almost correct.
It's not Damon.
Damon's once. Right. So, Rachel, if you can get the other person, it's the fourth to last time he dies, basically.
Fourth to last?
Like, so it does go Damon, Liz, Bonnie stops his heart, somebody else, and then the Silas one.
Correct. So you have to figure out
so
who that is.
Second to last.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who's that?
Between.
I can't remember that death at all.
I mean, it's definitely something supernatural. It obviously comes back with the ring.
Or is it from. I don't know. I'm
trying to think. No, because. Klaus doesn't, like, hit him with the car. Alara gets hit.
That's a funny thing to say. Klaus just hits Jeremy with a car.
I feel like maybe an original kills him or something. Maybe not.
It's so hard because once he becomes a hunter, nobody wants to touch him. So yeah. It's hard to remember what could that other one be.
I don't know. I may... Ugh. I'm going to go with... Shot in the dark, Tyler. I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
So it was actually Elena, because I can't remember who she was trying to kill, but she tried to kill someone, and they moved out of the way, and Jeremy was right behind them, and she stabbed Jeremy in the neck.
To him.
Yeah, that's always happening to him.
Yeah.
But I feel like is it when she's hallucinating or something from killing Connor? I don't remember.
I think it might have been then, because I think it was Connor that she was trying to kill, and it ended up being... Jeremy.
That's crazy. I do not remember that death at all.
I mean, he came back. He had the ring.
So at one point, it just doesn't matter because you just don't remember. That's a hard one.
All right. Who just answered that?
Me.
Okay, so Rachel. In season one, when Bonnie touches Elena's hand, what does she see? What vision does she have? There's three things.
Three?
Three?
Yeah. I mean, it's like three notable things.
I know the one thing.
From touching Elena?
Yeah. Kind of like the bottle in her hand.
Yeah, I know the one thing.
The bottle in her hand? I don't even know what you're talking about.
The party in the pilot.
Yeah.
The party.
Doesn't she see, like, death or cold or whatever?
That's when she touches Stefan.
Oh, I thought she also sees that.
That's what I saw. Or that's what I thought.
Yeah,
it was.
I thought that was. Oh, it's about Stefan, but I guess yeah, that must be when Bonnie touches Stefan. I have no idea.
Is it when she's joking? It's like a joke answer.
No.
Oh, I don't know then.
No, I have no idea.
If you both don't know, I'll just give it to you. It's like fog, a crow, and a man walking.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, I don't.
I definitely was thinking the death and cold as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a hard one. That was a good one, though.
It was a good one.
All right. Next one. Sarah. What decade was Damon in captivity and for how long?
Oof. Well, it was the 50s. Mm-hmm. For how long? I don't know the exact number. I feel like it was a long time, 9 or 10 years. I'm going to say 9.
Incorrect.
I know. It was going to be.
I think it's 5 years.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a lot longer. I thought it was like
83 to 88 years. Or, sorry, 53 to 58, not 80.
Yeah, that's actually exactly what it is.
Rachel knows her name. Rachel just needs a whole Damon category.
Yeah. Give me a Damon category. Give me some easy ones. Yeah.
I'll give you each half point for that, since you got both of them. Half of them each.
Oh, I said the year. Wait, what did I say?
You said the decade.
You said 50s, yeah.
Okay.
I was like, I don't think I got anything.
All right. Which of the following, Sarah, or Rachel? Yeah, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the following is not an event celebrated in Mystic Falls?
Oh, my God.
Night of the Comet.
Definitely celebrated.
Night of Remembrance. Night of Illumination.
I think I'm going to go with Night of Illumination. I guess it's Night of Remembrance, though, because I see Sarah's face. So I guess the Night of Remembrance.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Sorry, I fear Sarah gave that away, but
I did.
Yeah, definitely.
I vividly remember.
What is
the
Night of Illumination?
It's when they're supposed to do like the Chinese lanterns.
Yeah. And then oh, it gets canceled. That's what that's called.
Yeah, and then it gets canceled.
Then they do it in the.
And they do it for a lark by themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. Always a night of something.
So many nights.
Yeah.
So many nights.
Night of Remembrance was good. I was like, that's got to be something.
Yeah, it does.
In fact, I was thinking that could be the lantern one.
Oh,
so that sounds right.
That's kind of where I got it.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
What movie character does Kai call Caroline?
Oh, no. What? Who would he call her? Movie character?
Mm-hmm.
It would be something 90s because it's him. I don't remember what it is. The only thing that comes to mind is like Pamela Anderson or something, but it's not a movie character. What would he call her? All I want to say is Malibu Barbie. I don't know.
Incorrect. Yeah, Rachel, do you have a guess?
Character for Caroline? I don't know. I was thinking.
Oh, wait, I have another guess.
You can go.
Sarah Connor?
No.
Darn it. I don't know what he would call her.
He would call her Clarice from Silence of the Lambs.
Oh.
He goes, hello, Clarice.
Yeah,
Clarice.
That's so silly goofy of him.
Yeah. Because that was when he was trapped in the armory.
Yeah, of course Kai would just do something self-referential.
Yeah.
Like the fact that he's a psycho rather than actually something to do with Caroline being a blonde.
Should have thought more horror movie vibes, less 90s. Yeah.
Knowing him, his favorite movie is probably Silence of the Lambs.
It probably was the last movie he got to see before he was locked up.
Okay. So also Kai. Who just answered that?
I got it wrong and then Rachel got it wrong. Yeah. So Rachel.
What is the word that Kai fills in the crossword, making Bonnie and Damon realize they're not alone?
Oh, no.
Yellow Ledbetter?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I was just about to say, if you need a hint, it's the title of the episode.
Oh, if you told me the hint, I would have gotten it, but I wouldn't have gotten that otherwise.
That is the word. Iconic.
Yeah, that's iconic to me.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I would never would have gotten that.
So now these are the last two questions of the category, the hardest ones.
Great. As if it hasn't already been that
hard.
It's
been pretty hard, yeah.
Next one,
what
Sarah.
What category even was this?
This is
miscellaneous.
Oh. No
Sarah.
It's hard.
What state is the house that Enzo and Bonnie move into?
What state?
Yeah.
New York.
Correct. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
I thought
yeah.
it was like a cabin upstate, but we're from New York, so sometimes I'm like, am
can't
I just
be
biased?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. Bonnie gets a little B&B.
So cute.
I know.
For her.
Okay, Rachel. Two of the actors from the show have directed a total of 8 episodes. Which actors?
Oh my God. Oh boy. I don't know. I mean, maybe Paul has directed 8?
Two.
No, there's two. And like a total of 8 combined.
Oh, a total of 8 combined.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking 8 per.
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that makes more sense. I was like, 8 seems like a lot. Okay. I think Paul, for one. And then maybe Nina for the other one. I don't know.
You have Paul. So okay. I'll give you a half point.
Yeah.
Sarah?
I don't think Nina ever directed. I think it's Ian and Paul. They both directed.
Correct. You each get half a point.
I think Ian and Paul were the only actors that ended up directing it. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they were the only two. I don't remember anybody else.
Yeah, out of the for the show episodes. Yeah, they're the only
Although
two.
A lot of them have moved on to acting or directing, like Tyler. Mm-hmm.
blanking on his name, Michael Trevino.
I didn't know that.
He directs like Roswell and stuff. So it's the journey of an actor a lot of times to become a director.
Yeah. So Paul directed 5, Ian directed 3.
Oh, very nice.
All right. So that was the miscellaneous. And this is the fun one. This is the one I've been waiting for. The listeners submitted questions.
I feel like you guys are going to give us hard questions.
Yeah. So. This isn't going well for me.
And I do have the username, so you guys will get a shout out if you did submit a question.
Mm.
I tried to pick as many as I could. And again, they're in order of easiest to hardest. So, and I kind of changed the answers a little bit, or the questions, because some of them were worded a little bit weird, so I had to change it to fit you two.
Okay.
So the first one is from Chell XOOX.
For who?
Is for Sarah.
I think I started the last one.
Sarah. When did Elena fall in love with the Damon?
When she said that she fell in love with him, season 3, episode 1, when he gives her back the necklace.
Correct.
We're about to get there.
This user, the listener, they actually asked, like, how old she was.
18. It was her 18th birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I knew you guys would get that, so I wanted to be a little more specific.
Yeah. It's hard because we've debated it. I think she fell in love with him sooner. But
I did too, yeah.
She does claim it was season 3, episode 1.
All right. This next one, Rachel, is from My Sweet Darling 7. What actors have dated outside of the show? You can just give me like 3.
There's so many.
Yeah, there's so many, so just give me 3.
Three couples.
Three couples? Or,
yeah.
Okay. Well, Nina and Ian.
Yep.
Classic. I feel like Nina dated a couple people, didn't she? Yeah, didn't she also date Kai, his actor?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Chris Wood.
Yeah, Chris Wood. Thank you. And
are you just gonna do all Nina, put her on blast?
I guess I could. I feel like hers are the ones that are most memorable to me. I'm trying to think of a not Nina one. I got one. Paul and Tori DeVito.
Yes.
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
They're married. Meredith fell.
They were married. That's true. Yeah.
I thought you were gonna say Paul and Phoebe.
Yep.
Oh, they also dated. That's such a good one. I should have said that. Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite couple, though, is Klaus and Bonnie's mom.
Oh, they're together.
And they're still together.
Yeah, they're, like,
still going strong.
Real. I thought you were going to say Klaus, Joseph Morgan, and Claire Hole, who plays Rebecca.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they that dated, is weird.
Which I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, my.
If you're playing siblings, you can't date. I'm sorry.
No.
It's illegal.
Sorry. No,
it's
no.
illegal now.
Yeah, it should be.
All right.
Wow. That was a good question.
That was a fun one.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Sarah, this is back to you. Mm-hmm. This question is from Lucy_Nevin96. She had some great questions. The first one, what year was Catherine's daughter, Nadia, born?
Oh, boy. Well, Catherine was turned in 1492. Do we think she was born the same year? It was 3 years before. I don't know. I'll say 1491.
It's close.
Okay, Rachel, steal it.
Well, I mean, part of me thinks it could be like 1490.
Yeah, that's true. How long does it take to get to Bulgaria, to England?
Yeah.
In the 1400s.
Yeah, and I don't think she meets Klaus immediately. I'm going to go with 1490.
Correct.
Okay.
Good job.
That's what I was thinking. I think she's.
It seems drastic to give birth and then turn into a vampire same year.
Same day, yeah.
All right. Next one, Sarah. All right, now.
Was she like 15 when she gave birth then? How old was she?
She's young. I think.
Yeah,
she's
she like, must have been.
She's like young. 15 or 16, yeah.
Poor girl.
Man. All right, so Rachel, this is you. This question is from Madison WLX. What is the date of Kai's prison world?
Ooh.
The first one?
Yeah, the first.
I assume?
Yeah.
May 10, 1994.
Oh!
Awesome. I was like, if you can't get the date, that's fine. The month.
I knew the year, but I didn't know the date.
That's good.
Coming up.
Good job.
It is coming up, actually. I knew the year, not the date. So that was impressive.
All right. Sarah.
Yeah.
This is also from Lucy Nevin 96.
We love you, Lucy.
Yeah. I love Lucy.
I love Lucy.
Yeah.
All right. What is the first line of the show? You know this.
Oh, Stefan's like monologue with mm-hmm. the fog. For over a century I've lived in secret until now.
Yeah. I know the risks, but that's the first one.
That's a short one. I think in the first one he says like I'm a vampire, blah blah blah. But yeah, for over a century I've lived in secret.
Yeah, that's good. It's hiding in the shadows, alone in the world. Until now, I am a vampire, and this is my story.
Oh, yeah.
He's so drama.
He's so drama. I love him for that.
All right.
Also a good question. All these are great.
Yeah. Next one. This question is from Han Thelen. Rachel, what is the last line of the show?
Oh.
The last line of the show. Oh, boy.
I think I know it.
I feel like I should know it. I kind of want to say hello, brother, because I feel like it's, yeah, it's like nice little full circle moment. Hello, brother. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Again, overthinking it, I
Iconic.
Think.
Iconic. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So this is from Paige Herbest. Herbst. I don't know how you say it. Now, this one, I thought she meant a different question, but when I went over it, I realized she meant something else. But okay. I already included other question that she already... I think she meant to say.
Yeah.
So this question I'm about to say is like what I don't think she meant to say. Okay. But I still
okay. Let's just ask you.
So what three numbers does Bonnie see in her vision in season 1?
Oh.
There's a 15 in there and there's a 22. But the first one is like 39. No. Oh, Mom, I told you I'm bad at numbers.
This one's hard.
15, 22 is in there. Man, I feel like the first number's on the building, so could it really be building 39? That just doesn't make sense. I'm just going to say 39, 15, 22.
You got 22.
What?
The other two are wrong.
What?
Rachel, do you want to give it a shot?
Yeah, I'm going to go 14, and I think 3 might be the other one.
You got 14. The other one is 8.
8.
What the
okay. 8, 14, 22.
Okay, so we each get a third of a point, I guess.
We'll figure it out. But yeah, I thought they meant to say like the numbers, but I think they actually meant like when Bonnie touches Elena's hand. But I already asked that.
Oh, okay.
So don't worry, Paige, you're covered. All right, next question.
Bad at numbers. That was a hard one.
Next question is also from Lucy Nevin. All right, who destroyed Reyna's Phoenix sword?
No.
Wait, whose question is this? Me?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
whoever gets there first.
Yeah, honestly, whoever gets
Rachel,
there first.
Rachel, yeah, it's you.
Who destroys the Phoenix sword? Oh, God. That's hard.
I know, we were just talking about the Phoenix sword the other day, how we don't remember what the sword is. Or we were reading the wiki page, like, what is the sword?
Were you guys cheating?
No, this was a week ago.
No, this was a little while ago, yeah.
We just talk about Vampire all the time.
Yeah, we really do. I'm just going to throw a random one out there. Maybe Stefan?
Incorrect.
I was kind of thinking Stefan.
Incorrect.
My other guess is that one heretic guy, the blonde evil one, but I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
It's like Lucian or something. Lucian.
Incorrect, but you are close.
I was
thinking Nora and Louise.
Oh.
Mary Louise.
I knew it was a heretic because they're the ones that hate the sword.
Yep.
That's hard.
That was a really hard one.
Good question, Lucy. All right. So the last two. These ones are pretty tricky. You might get the first one, but the last one is tricky.
Great.
So this one is from Lewis Bergen. Sarah, this question is for you.
Oh.
What did Vicky throw at Matt when she was in the hospital?
Like a Jell-O.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Super brief, but you got it.
Yeah.
Anything season 1 I can recall.
Season 1,
so
yeah.
Recently.
Way easier than the other seasons.
I love season 1.
All right. This last one. I think this is the hardest question.
Uh-oh.
I mean, maybe not now that I've done the actual game with you guys,
but
it is pretty hard. So this question is for you, Rachel.
Okay.
And it's from Danny Consalvo. What musical artist poster does Elena have hanging up in her room?
Jamie Lydell.
Yeah, I was going to say, we talk about this all the time. What are you talking about?
Okay, I must not be in the room.
We talk about this all the time.
Jamie Lydell.
I thought it was like Jamie Bell, but I feel like we've talked about this because you do recall it, and I'm always like, Jamie Bell?
Yeah, Jamie Lydell. I don't know why. It sticks out so much to me.
It's so funny.
Lydell, yeah.
Yep.
Well, I thought that was harder than that, but...
We're psychos.
Yeah, if it is in season 1 or 2 in any way.
Yeah.
Too easy for me.
And then there are a few extra ones that kind of don't really have a definitive answer, but I just wanted to throw them out there because they're kind of funny.
Okay.
Well, there's some
that
were
listener
just like,
submitted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there were some that were easy, like someone, Madison WLLX, said, who did Elena meet first?
Damn.
We all know.
Damn.
And someone else, High Gardens, they said, who has died the most times?
Oh, boy.
I think it's Alaric.
I was going to say Alaric, too. But
that's correct. Yeah, Alaric. Yeah.
He dies a lot.
I think it's 8 times.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No wonder he goes crazy.
Yeah. Bonnie stays dead the longest, it feels like.
Let's see. Okay, yeah. And then these ones, no answer for them, but I just want to throw them out there.
Okay.
KD Rose Kaz said, how many times has Elena been mistaken for Catherine?
Countless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too many to count.
Who knows?
Yeah. Okay. The next one is from Lucy M. How many supernatural species have appeared on the show?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good question.
Vampires, witches, werewolves, heretics, travelers, yeah. Hybrids.
Psychic. Silas is a psychic. The devil.
The devil himself, yeah. Sirens.
Sirens, yep.
Who else would you say? I don't know. Humans. Do you
count
them? I
feel like there are a couple things in the armory.
That's true.
Doppelganger is a
supernatural. Oh, doppelganger is another one.
And I think there are a couple things that are in the armory that I've... They're probably at least mentioned. I don't know if they would count.
I know. We can't mention Legacies, though.
Yeah, hundreds. If you watch Legacies,
yeah.
There's a dozen every episode.
Oh, my God.
That's true. There's literally a new one every single episode.
That's good, yeah.
But Vampires Alone, that's like nearly 10.
Yeah, no, there's a lot. Because then there's also like ghosts, spirits.
Oh, yeah. Ghosts. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a good question, but I don't know how to find an answer for that.
Yeah.
Countless. The answer's probably like 20-some. We'd never know.
Yeah. All right, so this last one. This is the last question of the game. Okay. This is my most favorite listener-submitted question because it's a good question, but, like, it's just funny. I don't know how to say the username. It's, like, not Xanax, but something like that. If you wrote it, you know it's you. So the question is, when is the first time we see a TV in the Salvatore house?
Damon watching Andy on the news in season 2, episode 13, after he's killed, like, Jessica and all of them. Is that right?
I didn't find an answer for
it. Oh, I think that's the answer.
I don't know. I didn't know how to find the answer. I didn't want to be, like, searching Google, when is the first time there's a TV in the
Salvatore
house?
We talk about this several
times. Yeah, we talk about how we weren't sure.
Which the person probably has heard us talk about it. My guess is season 2, episode 13, when he sees Andy on the news after he kills all those
people.
That
makes sense.
I feel like that's probably it.
Because we talk about in season 1 how we're like, there's not a single TV. Yeah. Where are they watching?
Yeah,
we
gotta roll out the like old school
projector.
Yeah, the projector. I forgot about the projector.
Yeah.
So I think it's 2:13.
It's probably that, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good answer, I would say. I don't know if there was an answer, but I think that's an interesting question.
Somebody fact check us.
Yeah, so that is it for trivia.
Yay.
Wow.
Fun.
Yeah, you guys did great. I don't have the answers tallied up, though.
We'll put them on the screen.
We'll put it on the screen. Yeah. Let us know in the comments if you beat Sarah and Rachel.
Yeah, I want to know what other
people
score
was. If you didn't
beat
me, I'd be shocked. I feel like I really...
I feel like the questions were very hard. And
they're
you got
some
that I never would have gotten. So it's always funny how... Look at the draw there. Although their scores should technically be ours since ours are only halved and theirs would be full. But
yeah, I guess that's true.
So you should all beat us. Let us know your scores. And that's it for the trivia. Yeah. A little fun round of trivia, drinking some Brothers Bond bourbon and some fresh fine wine.
Slumbering it. Yeah.
Next week, we're going to do a special episode that we'll be announcing on our socials. You can, of course, find that linked in our various bios and descriptions, our Instagram, our TikTok. We're always posting fun clips, memes, polls, all sorts of things there that you can participate in. And the best song playlists, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, and you can listen to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and you can watch the video version on YouTube if you're not already doing that. So, join us next Thursday for a special, the topic of which will be released at a later date.
Thanks for watching and or listening to this one.
Bye.
Bye.